Welcome to the Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas from world-famous CEOs, entrepreneurs, and business celebrities. You'll hear inspiring stories, playmaking ideas, and that one big thing that launched them on toward success. Get ready for the Playmakers Talk Show. Our host is Steve Klein, a renowned business author, keynote speaker, and master at helping clients reach peak performance through success skills, leadership, sales, and behavior change. He's helped generate quantum leaps for hundreds of companies. Now it's time to meet this week's Playmakers. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
Welcome once again to Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein, and our show features playmakers who are successful CEOs, successful business owners, and successful executives. Now today, we're going to talk about batteries and barbecue. In the studio today is the CEO of one of the most the oldest barbecue restaurants in Dallas, and the president and CEO of one of the oldest companies that markets batteries. These great playmakers are Scott Miller, CEO and president of Interstate Battery, and Brent Harmon, CEO of Sonny Bryan's Smokehouse. And we're going to begin today's show with Brent. Brent is a smokehouse CEO, and he's about as Texan as they come. He attended Higher Elementary and Highland Park High School in Dallas and graduated with a Bachelor's of Business Administration from the University of Texas at Austin in 1995. After college, Brent helped open a new Sonny Bryan store in Grapevine and was the assistant manager at the location for 2 years. After briefly leaving Sonny Bryan's to get his MBA from Baylor, he returned and managed the opening of the Richardson Restaurant in 1998. Since then, he served as Vice President of Operations, Vice President of Development, and was named President and CEO in 2004. Brent's also a fan of the outdoors. In January 2009, he climbed Mount Kilimanjaro and has participated in several local marathons. Brent, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me.
I'm glad you're here. Question I got to ask you, based on the last thing that I read in there, how does a smokehouse CEO end up climbing Mount Kilimanjaro?
Well, I'm an outdoorsman at heart and always looking for a new adventure. And I was going through a really, really tough time personally and was just flipping through a magazine and saw this trip and said, if I get through this unscathed, I'm going to go there. And I did it. And it was a great accomplishment and an incredible experience. Just going to Africa was worth the trip, but getting to the top, which I did, it was a great moment for me.
You know, we're here going to talk about your business and Sonny Bryan's, but I need to ask you a couple more questions about that. How long did it take to get to the top?
It takes about 7 days. Most of that time is just acclimating to the environment and the thinning oxygen level as you go up. I mean, you could climb it in a couple of days, but you go in stages to get your body adjusted to how high you are.
It sounds like a scuba diving. You go slow to adjust to the pressure. So you're going slow to adjust to that the limited air that's up there.
Exactly.
Any problems going up there that you experienced after it, not having done it before?
The final day, the final ascent, you start at midnight and you go all night. And the night we went, the wind was blowing 50 miles an hour and the wind chill was I don't know what. And it was hard. I barely got to the top. I got to the top and you want to celebrate and take pictures next to the famous sign, but I got to the top and I went down as fast as I could because I was really, really struggling, is normal. That's actually normal. Right. There was a lot of people that were struggling that day.
Was it a group that you were with, number of people?
There was about 10 people in the group. Yeah. And some people, there was experienced climbers, people that had climbed Everest that were struggling that day.
Well, how high is it?
It's 19,200 feet.
So that's 4 or 5 miles up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of climbing, a lot of thin air. Well, congratulations for doing that. Go back to you being a smokehouse CEO. Sonny Bryan's has quite a history. It started in 1910 with father and son. Tell us about that.
Now, the great part about my story is that it really starts with Sonny's family. His grandfather started a barbecue restaurant in 1910 on February 13th, and then Sonny's father on February 13th. 1937, and then Sonny, February 13th, 1958, which if you know anything about opening any business, much less a restaurant business, on a specific day is mind-blowing, just to be able to say that we're going to open that day. Sonny's father really believed strongly in expanding, so there was Red Bryan's all over the town, and Sonny was so against that, and Sonny was a simple man and said, I'm going to have one restaurant, and that's what I'm going to do, and He left every day at 2 o'clock with this little bag of money and went to ride his bike. Sonny was sick with cancer, and my father bought it from him, and we've expanded. So there's a new generation of fathers that went grandfather, son, grandson, now a father and son have taken the reins, and we're doing it a little bit different than Sonny would do it. We've kept his restaurant exactly like it was for the most part, but we also expanded. So we're sort of doing a little bit of Red and a little bit of Sonny together. But it's generations of fathers and sons together in this business, really.
Are there any members of the Bryan family still involved in the business?
No, we bought the business from them.
So they're totally out of it.
They're out. They still live in Dallas, and we invite them to anniversaries and celebrations, and we're still very close to them.
Now you're talking about the original Sonny Bryan's. That's on Inwood?
Inwood Road and Harry Hines.
So that's still there.
It's still there. It's thriving right now. That area is really booming. There was a time when we didn't close. We didn't open at night, and we were closed on Sunday because it was not the best part of town. And really, I owe great credit to my vice president of operations, who one day said, maybe we want to open at night. And I said, that's an interesting idea. Since we've owned this business for 20 years, I wonder why we didn't think of that. So we bought a little sign from Fast Signs and said, now open at night. And we doubled our business just like that.
Just
one simple idea that I didn't think of. The great people that work for me thought of it. And now we're just as busy at night, and we're growing. We're open on Sundays. We've just built a patio, so there's actually air conditioning seating outside. So we're growing. That original location is now a huge, for a time it was just a flagship and a kind of a symbol. Now it's a real profit center that we've turned into, and that area of Dallas is really booming. It's not a bad part of town like it used to be.
So in addition to the your flagship on Inwood, you have 7 additional locations, so all of them in basically Dallas and Tarrant County?
Yes, we have 6 other locations, all in the Metroplex, 1 in Fort Worth, 1 in Richardson, 1 in Las Colinas, and the rest really in Dallas. And then we have a really thriving catering division, which is based out of a commissary next to Love Field. That's a big part of our business, the catering business.
Let's talk about that, because that's not that old, is it? It's a big part of your business now?
We've been doing catering for about 20 years. We just celebrated our 20th year in that business in June.
You are now offering different types of food, not just barbecue, though, with your catering. Is that correct?
Yeah, what we found is that we have a big database of repeat customers that love our barbecue, and we found that they were ordering Mexican food from other restaurants or catering companies or burgers, and we thought, well, we've got this beautiful kitchen, and we've got these great kitchen people that can make anything. So we started offering that to our customers, and they were great. We know your service is good, and we know that you're going to show up on time, and you have good, fair pricing. So they buy fajitas from us, or hamburgers and hot dogs, or lasagna, or really anything that they want, we'll make it for them.
So if there's a party that needs to be catered, you'll take care of that with any kind of food that they want.
Absolutely. Anything you want, we can do it.
Well, I didn't realize that you have party rooms also, both in the West End and Richardson. And we were talking before that the one in Richardson holds up to 100 people.
Correct. The Mustang Room is what it's called. The Mustang Room at Sonny Bryan's Richardson. So that was an outdoor patio that we enclosed. It's overflow seating most days, but at nights we have Republican groups or Democrats or volleyball teams or rehearsal dinners. It's a really great complement to that restaurant. And we decided after that, we did the same thing at the West End, and that's called the Maverick Room, apologize. And that was sort of the vision now of the patio next to the original Sonny Bryan's, that same kind of concept as having a overflow seating and an event space for folks that want to rent it out.
So if you want to have a party or if you want to cater, the Sonny Bryan's is the one to go to. I want to talk a little further about that. I also want to talk about what you do in the community, because Sonny Bryan's is very involved with giving back, and also employees are extremely loyal to your restaurant. We're talking right now with Brent Harmon. He is the CEO of Sonny Bryan's Smokehouse. We're going to take a short break. Don't leave us. We're going to talk more with Brent about barbecue right after this.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small, exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer," which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple, to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Never play poker with a guy named Lucky. Never hit a pinata that has hornets coming out of it. Never wear a fanny pack. No, really, don't ever wear a fanny pack. And never trust a car that hasn't been trusted to Midas. Save on brakes, tires, maintenance, and total car care for a car you can depend on long after the warranty expires. You deserve the Midas touch. Save up to $100 on a brake package, including new brake pads or shoes and reconditioning your rotors. $50 per axle excludes warranty redemptions. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of eight key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back. We are speaking with Brent Harmon. Brent is the CEO of Sonny Bryan's Smokehouse. And Brent, one of the questions I want to ask you is, we were talking a little bit about your catering before, and we were talking about your party rooms. Let's talk about the barbecue itself. What makes Sonny Bryan's barbecue so special?
We use today the original recipes that Sonny hand wrote. I have them in a lockbox, and they're really brilliant. I mean, the way that he made sauce, he created a base, and then ingredients went together, which is really a sophisticated way that a chef might make sauce. And the technique that he developed for ribs is very unique, where they come off the grill, they come off the pit onto the grill, and then we touch them off with sauce. I mean, we do things that are really interesting, that they were all created by Sonny. I can't take any credit for it. He made the sauce every day from scratch, the onion rings every day from scratch, the beans from scratch. So we've just taken those recipes and learned how to do them like he did. That's the magic, is we do what Sonny did.
Did he develop his recipes along with his father or separately from his father?
I honestly don't know that. I believe that he developed his own recipes, but I'm sure there was a little bit of influence that came along with him. So interesting story is that Sonny lived, the restaurant's still there. It's a Mexican food restaurant in West Jefferson. It was designed by a famous architect, Dilbeck, the Red Bryan Smokehouse. Sonny lived in a little apartment above that restaurant. And in 1957, Oak Cliff voted to go dry. And Sonny thought, I love this business, but can't imagine being in the barbecue business and not being able to sell a cold beer with it. So he said, I'm out of here. He sold his gun collection, his car. He and his wife moved, sold all their possessions, and invested in this restaurant on Inwood Road in Harry Hines.
And there probably wasn't much there back in the day.
In fact, there was an article in the morning news that said that Sonny would likely fail at that location because it was too far north.
Isn't that amazing?
Isn't that amazing?
Times have changed. So he started there, and it's in the history has gone on.
Exactly. So we just do what he did, and we still make the sauce from scratch at all of our locations, and the onion rings from scratch. So we just kind of follow a tried and true techniques and recipes.
So you said you have the recipes in a lockbox, kind of like the secret formula Coca-Cola.
Exactly.
Locked away so nobody can find it. Well, you get very involved in the community too. You're involved in giving back with your catering. Tell us about that and how that happens.
Like every business, we get asked all the time for donations, and we're always kind of having to keep those folks at bay. And what we've figured out over time is that the best way for us to give back is not with money, but with our time and with our food. It goes so much further. It enables us to reach more people, touch more lives, and be more involved than we could if we were writing checks. And it also is an opportunity for us to promote our brand and to have a presence. Writing a check is simple, but actually going to an event. We're doing an event in a couple of weeks. There's a ministry called the Men of Nehemiah, which is takes folks off the street and incorporates kind of a military style lifestyle where they get up early in the morning and they have regimented, and it's a 9-month program to get them off the streets. We're doing their annual event next week for 200 people. So it allows me to go and be there and meet those guys that are in that ministry and be involved in a different way.
But it's not necessarily barbecue that you're serving. Is it a bean stew that you have that you're putting together for them?
Well, for this event, we're actually going to do barbecue. But yes, we developed a bean stew. We make beans from scratch every day. And so we do a big pot and this big steam kettle. And we send those to Cornerstone Baptist, which is a homeless ministry. And we send them to the Men of Nehemiah. And there's an English second language class at Brother Bill's Helping Hands. So we do on a weekly basis. We have Monday, Wednesday, Friday, there's groups that eat the bean stew.
Yeah. So you're not only are you a restaurant taking care of your customers, but you're giving back with the food that you make too. Well, to have a successful organization like yours, because it started in 1958, so we're looking at if I can do the math here, 50, 60 plus years. You got to have the right kind of people. It's not just the food, because if it was just the food, people probably wouldn't come back. But you have some great employees. You have employees that have been there a long time, haven't you?
We have so many employees. I mean, we're celebrating so frequently now as the years have gone on. The guy that runs the Inwood location, Dave Rummel, is celebrating his 20th anniversary in a couple of days. It's a really special time for us. And I found out that he's a bass guitarist, and he apparently has this big giant amp that he lugs around. And Dave's no spring chicken, so I found out through the grapevine that there's this amp that he wants. It's too expensive for him, but it's a teeny tiny amp. So we're giving him that amp in a couple of weeks, kind of a big surprise celebration for him.
Just make sure he doesn't listen to the show.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think this will air after that, hopefully.
Yeah. Good. Okay. And didn't you have an employee that worked there for a number of years, and also her father had worked prior to that, too, at one of your locations, like the Inwood location?
The whole crew at Inwood has all been there for forever. Wow. Albert's been cutting meat there for 35 years, and Pam Riddle is that Sonny's right-hand man was a guy named Charlie Riddle. So he's passed, but his daughter still works there. So I never met Sonny. That's a sadness that I have, is I never got to meet the man. I've met his children and his grandchildren. But I get to stay connected with Sonny because the people that used to work directly with him.
And they knew Sonny.
These are folks that, it's a great thing, is I can say, how did this recipe work? And I'm asking somebody that actually worked side by side with Sonny 35 years ago.
You're fortunate having some very good people working with you that have stayed with you for a long time. But let me ask you this more personally for Brent. Why are you in this business? Yeah, I know your family owns it, but why are you in this business?
I really genuinely love the business. I'm so passionate about Inwood, the history there, the people, the food. It's a special place. I've met people really all over the world that know the restaurant that I run, because there's people that train at Parkland Hospital, Southwestern Medical Center, that are now doctors in England or Africa. And so I meet people that know, that have a connection to me. That's really special. And I meet people all the time that say, I went there with my dad 25 years ago. I remember going there with my grandpa in the pickup truck and sitting on the school desk. And so there's people that really, really love what I do. So it's hard not to get up in the morning and be excited about that and try to continue to make it better and add to it and promote it. And so it's just fun to be a part of that.
Well, it's something special having a good barbecue meal. But even more than that, it's special having those memories when you're with people too. And obviously you've enjoyed those, especially with your employees too. Along the way, you've been doing this for a while. Everything has not been perfect. Have you had any major obstacles or anything that any hard lessons you had to learn as CEO since 2004?
Sure. I mean, we made the mistake that a lot of restaurant companies make. We expanded a little bit too fast in the late 90s and early 2000s, and got caught up, swept up in the idea of having 15, 20, 30 locations, had visions of grandeur, and realized that it's not that easy. Opening restaurants is not that easy, and picking locations is not that easy. And so that we stubbed our toe doing that, and we've kind of retreated and refocused on the core restaurants that we have and really making them solid.
So what's next for Sonny Bryan's? Is it more locations possibly? Is it additional items on the menu? Where are you going from here?
Well, from here, we have an exciting project coming up in 2014. We're going to be opening in Terminal E of DFW Airport.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Maybe 2015. That project is moving quite slow. But we are really excited that we won that bid. That was a really big deal for us. We're just finishing the construction and the redo of the Inwood location with the patio. We're going to have a bar. We're going to serve 14 Texas craft beers. It's only going to be Texas beers on the, we're calling it the Bryan Brew House. So it's going to be a place for extra seating, air conditioning, hopefully in the afternoons, a place to go grab a cold beer and watch the ball game. So the focus is to get that open. We're spending a lot of time coming up with new menus for catering and promoting the catering business. We think that that's a really great growth opportunity.
Online is also a big part for you too. So people that are want to order online, they used to live in Dallas or they're going to visit friends, can take barbecue or have barbecue shipped to them.
Absolutely. We have a very seamless interface on our website where you can go and order brisket or ribs or sauce and have it shipped to your friends, family, all over the country.
So basically, you can take Sonny Bryan's with you wherever you go.
Absolutely.
Brent, thank you very much for being a guest on Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Everyone now has to go out to check Sonny Bryan's out if you haven't been there lately. Sonny Bryan's, BRYANS.com is the website. Check it out. You can order online, see their entire menu, and check the locations. Go to the one closest to you. Again, Brent, thank you very much for being with us. Brent Harmon, CEO of Sonny Bryan Smokehouse. Stay with us. We're going to talk about batteries and a lot of different types of batteries with the CEO of Interstate Batteries, and that's Scott Miller. Stay with us. This is Playmakers Talk Show. We'll be back right after this.
I'm Lars David Staberg, General Manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
Executives, a free two-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making, problem-solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free two-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of eight key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
KLIF News and Information. More stories, more news.
What does that mean? Just what it says.
Every morning, every afternoon, News and Information 570 KLIF packs more news into an hour than anyone else. And what that means for you is that KLIF should be your choice for keeping up on the world around you, going to work, and heading home. News updates at least every 15 minutes. Right now, traffic and weather on the 5. Financial news at 20 and 50 after the hour, and the latest sports news at 23 and 53 after the hour. More stories, more news, makes sense. News and Information 570 KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
Welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show, and we are now going to switch from barbecue to batteries. Our guest in this segment is Scott Miller. He is the CEO and president of Interstate Batteries, which you, I'm sure, have heard about. Two words describe the career of Scott Miller at Interstate Batteries: outrageously dependable. From a 14-year-old spending summers working in the company warehouse to becoming a route sales manager in Bryan College Station after college graduation, to senior vice president of the distributor operations and innovation team, Scott Miller has seen and done it all. On May 1st of this year, the 44-year-old assumed a new role as president and CEO of Interstate Battery System of America. Now, Scott has served the Dallas-based battery retailer in multiple key positions since starting with the company back in 1991 as a route sales manager before taking on company roles as national account executive and manager, independent distributor regional manager, director of marketing, director of interstate-owned territories, vice president of creative communications and events, vice president of Interstate All Battery, and most recently as senior vice president of distributor operations innovation team. Scott's been shaking his head on this. How you keep track of all this, I'm not sure. But Scott, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thanks for having me.
So for all intents and purposes, you've done everything. Now, when I think of Interstate Batteries, because mostly of your racing heritage and seeing your logo on the race car, I think of automobile batteries, but sure. you're more than that, aren't you?
Absolutely, yeah. Our transportation battery business is our legacy. You know, that's what brought us to the dance, so to speak. Founded in '52 by John Searcy here in Dallas in the back of a Studebaker pickup truck, and here we are, 62 years later, and we've made some investments in emerging businesses, and one of those has been the retail business. So we actually have 200 stores, most of them franchises across the country, that are called Interstate All Battery Centers. So we sell every battery for every need, literally 20,000 to 30,000 different types of batteries for hundreds of thousands of applications. So we're talking hearing aid, laptop, camcorder, cell phone, you name it. And we actually even custom build batteries. So let's say you've got that electric razor that's just a favorite that you've had for 10 years.
Wait a second. I have one of those razors, and okay, I can't find a battery for it.
Okay, I figured you might be that guy. So let's say you've got that. Well, you could take that razor into our store, and our team of technicians will crack that open, find that battery, and rebuild a better battery than what you had, and put it back in, usually for far less cost than you would if you were a retailer.
That's a service, and I'm sure most people don't really realize. So for all intents and purposes, they can come on the store and bring something with them that has a battery in it. They'll either find it or create one.
Absolutely. We get tons of business and meet a lot of needs from contractors, people in the HVAC business who just rely on cordless power tools. And they'll bring in those tools, and we'll rebuild those batteries, and it saves them a great deal of money versus going to a retailer and paying full price.
Well, it sounds like you're in the business to be in right now. You think about everything that's happened in the last 15, 20 years in terms of electronics. Everything involves a battery.
This is a portable power world that we live in, and we believe we're here to provide portable power solutions. So these days, it's hard to think about existing without some of these tools and technology that we have that are battery powered. And so we help, we like to think that we give people the power to make their lives better. It's not necessarily the battery that does it, but it's the battery that makes the tool work that enhances people's lives.
Well, as you said, John Searcy started the company in the 50s out of his Red Studebaker, and named, it was interesting to see this on your website, named the company after the Eisenhower Interstate system was being built at that time.
He sure did, yeah.
And that's, so that's Interstate Batteries.
He had the vision for expansion even at that time.
Well, how did you get involved with racing since that point?
Well, that's an interesting story. So we're, at that time, 91, we're doing some advertising, not a lot. We're doing some things with Paul Harvey and a few other things.
Yeah, I do remember those ads.
Paul Harvey had a huge impact. Here we are, you know, 25 years later, and we still get people that talk about the Paul Harvey messages and the credibility that guy had and the credibility that he instilled in our brand. So we're working with Paul Harvey at the time. We're doing a little bit of racing because racing is a good fit for us.
Absolutely.
Automotive product and the people that sell our product are into racing. So it's a, you know, it's a double hit for us. We're dabbling. My dad, Norm Miller, who's our chairman, gets a call out of the blue from Joe Gibbs. So 3-time Super Bowl champion, the man's a stud. He calls and says, "Hey, I'm getting into racing." And long story short, he's thinking, Joe Gibbs is thinking, maybe I'll get some interest. Maybe I can bring them on as an associate sponsor, somebody just to give us a little bit of a shot. Well, my dad gets with our leadership team. They do a lot of thinking, doing a lot of praying as we do. And we decided to go all in. So we became their founding sponsor. And Joe Gibbs was a guy that, you know, my dad's asking him the question, "So who's your driver?" "Well, we don't have one." "Okay, well, what brand of car are we going to be driving?" "Well, we don't have that either." "Okay, well, how about your crew chief?" "Well, we don't have him." So it was a really high-risk move that we made, but it was rooted in what came from really the quality of the individual.
Well, Joe Gibbs is a winner.
He's a winner.
Everything he's been behind has succeeded.
This came down to the character of a man like Joe Gibbs, the chemistry between a guy like Joe Gibbs and my dad and our business. Really, what Joe didn't have was the competency in racing, but we knew that if we had those top two, that the third part would take care of itself. And 2 years later, we won the Daytona 500. I was there. I was in the pits. Ridiculous. And we won a championship 9 years later. And NASCAR exploded over that time period. And our brand went to levels that we never could have imagined for that investment in that relationship.
It's amazing when you make the right decision at the right time. You have no idea what's going to happen because of that. But interesting, when you have an idea, as Joe Gibbs did, even though he didn't have the steps to go along with it, when you have that vision, you have that idea with the right people behind you, it happens.
And Joe will tell you that, and he's told us that. You know, Joe does a lot of speaking at interstate functions to our distributors, and he always coaches them on what Joe knows is Joe knows people, and Joe knows the value of a quality team and having professionals that know what they're doing, and you let them do what they need to do. And he knew when to get the right people in place, and then step back and let them do their deal. And then he had giftedness that he used, but he didn't try to become crew chief.
Well, that's a leadership that he had, that he was able to bring from football over to NASCAR.
Absolutely.
Well, one thing I did notice, and if you want to check it out, it's interstatebatteries.com. We were talking about the different types of batteries and the fact you have some retail locations. But people can also buy online if they can go and they can check out whatever battery they're looking for and purchase it there too.
Absolutely. Yeah, we, like a lot of companies, in the dot-com craze of the late 90s, we made the decision that we wanted to give our customers access to product, whether it would be through a distributor, a wholesale distributor, or through a franchise location, or online. So yeah, we have access, or our customers have access to product online or through a brick and mortar store.
Now, you mentioned before franchising, we were talking earlier, there's distributorships and franchises for Interstate Battery. Tell us about the differences.
Right. So our legacy business, what our business was built on in 52 up until the late 90s, was a system of distributors. So 300 distributors, U.S., Canada, Caribbean, a few in Central America. And those distributors are wholesale distributors. We're a marketer and distributor of batteries. We sell them batteries. They, in turn, have route sales managers on route trucks, similar to what you'd see at a beverage distributorship, a job that I did for 2 years in Bryan College Station when I first graduated from school. And they run routes. and they sell batteries and replenish stock and remove old junk batteries and recycle those. That's our legacy business. So 300 distributors, 220,000 customers, dealers nationwide. Our distribution footprint is that's what gets it done for us. You have a problem with the battery, there's a very high likelihood that you're going to end up at a place that sells Interstate. So that's our legacy business. And then in the late 90s, we decided, hey, we've got an opportunity to expand what we sell and the needs that we meet. We're in the battery business. Why not expand into additional portable power solutions and then give ourselves and our brand a real presence with the consumer directly, and an opportunity for us to control the experience that the customer gets and make it an Interstate branded experience? Because right now our product gets sold to Joe's Garage. Well, then that experience that happens with the customer, well, that's up to Joe. So we really were excited about, hey, let's put that experience in our hands. So that was a big driver. And then it also was a real opportunity for our people to have further opportunities. It was another business where people could grow and learn.
Well, because of Joe Gibbs and NASCAR, the everybody knows that Interstate Battery logo, which I'm looking at on your shirt. And because of that, people trust the name and the brand. So now you've taken that to the next step. I want to continue talking about that with Scott Miller, CEO and President of Interstate Batteries. We're talking about Interstate Batteries, the brand. I want to talk about a few other things that they do that's a little bit differently, including recycling, which is very important. This is Playmakers Talk Show. Stay with us. I'm Steve Klein. We'll be back right after this.
Their names are Adrian and Anna, Cameron and Colin, Jacob and Logan, Margaret and Olivia, ages 4 to 12. They are part of a very small exclusive club that neither they nor their families want to belong. They have all been diagnosed with some form of pediatric cancer. In fact, every year, right here in Dallas-Fort Worth, hundreds of families hear the dreaded words, "Your child has cancer." Which is why Wipe Out Kids Cancer was formed over 30 years ago. Our mission is simple: to work relentlessly for the day when all children are living cancer-free. You can help by visiting WOKC.org. We are a local organization helping families cope and supporting researchers to find cures. Learn more at WOKC.org. Help us help them.
Is your company looking for great people? Then make sure to be a part of the Putting Texans Back to Work Job Fair, September 25th at the Arlington Convention Center. With promotion from 6 Cumulus radio stations reaching millions of adults, this is your chance to meet over 6,000 job seekers. Don't miss out. Learn how you can participate by calling 972-708-4252. The Putting Texans Back to Work Job Fair, September 25th. Call 972-708-4252.
Executives and managers, if you would like to make 2013 your Quantum Leap year, listen closely, because a free workshop, that's right, a free two-hour peak performance in-house workshop is available right now. Hi, I'm Steve Klein, host of the Playmakers Talk Show here on 570 KLIF, author of Sell When You See the Whites of Their Eyes, and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills from this free peak performance workshop will move your people toward a quantum leap this year? Could it be communication skills, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making or problem-solving? How about teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership skills, or customer service? To get your free two-hour in-house peak performance workshop for a minimum of 8 key people and to give your business a quantum leap in 2013, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048. That's 972-644-1048. 1048 right now to see if you qualify.
KLIF News and Information in the afternoon
with Kurt Gilchrist.
Coming up Monday afternoon, you might not think that numbers are evil, but I'll bet there's one that we've all heard can bring bad thoughts to mind. 666. Have you ever stopped to consider what it might mean, though? At 4:15, we'll be joined by a man who says he's broken the code. Join us Monday afternoon right here.
News and information in the afternoon, 3 till 8.
News and information, 570 AM, 96.3 FM, HD2.
KLIF.
We're back with the Playmakers Talk Show for business owners and self-employed professionals. Once again, here's Steve Klein.
And welcome back to Playmakers Talk Show. This segment, we are speaking with the CEO and president of Interstate Batteries, and his name is Scott Miller. We've been talking about Interstate Batteries, the brand, the history, and where they're going. Just before the break, I mentioned one word because, Scott, you mentioned also, and that's recycling, because you're moving a tremendous amount of batteries on probably a daily, if not yearly, basis. What happens to them when they're dead?
Well, we recycle them. So many people don't know that 95% of the automotive battery, the traditional battery that we all think of, is recycled and reused. It's one of the highest percentages of any industry in business in America today. So our program with our customers is that we'll put batteries in on consignment, which was something that was an innovative thought that our founder brought to the table, a differentiator that didn't exist in the market back in 1952. So we put batteries in on consignment. We show up every 2 weeks to our customers, and then we replace what's been sold, and then there's usually junk batteries, core batteries that are there left. We take those batteries and they go back to the plants of our suppliers. They're broken down, recycled in an EPA-approved manner, and then it's basically cradle to grave to cradle. We sold 17.5 million batteries last year, and we recycled 25 million batteries last year.
So you're taking in batteries from other areas too?
All over the place.
Any battery?
We want to get our hands on lead. We like to think of ourselves as a purpose-driven company, that the profits are the result of doing higher purpose things well. And so for us, recycling is one of those things. It's not something that you get to choose to do. We believe that that's the right thing to do. So we call it the green standard is what we call our recycling effort. And our ambition is to change and raise the level of the entire industry. And we think we have the power to do that because nobody recycles more lead than we do in America and probably on Earth.
I have, auto batteries. When I buy a new one, they take the old one and recycle it. But there's other batteries. I'm thinking just specifically the battery in the alarm system at home, that has to change on a regular basis. That's probably about, 2 or 3 inches by 2 or 3 inches. And there's lots of different type computer batteries. Where do I take those to get those recycled?
Those would be best to be taken to our stores. We recycle all chemistries. So whether it's lithium ion, you probably heard of, or NiCad. We recycle all those products. So if you take them to our stores, even your alkaline batteries, those batteries are not good to put into our landfills. You bring those to our stores and we'll take them off your hands.
So don't throw them in the garbage. Take them to Interstate Batteries. You're talking about recycling and you're talking about a higher purpose. That's part of your culture also. I mean, you have a very unique culture at Interstate Batteries. Tell us how you perceive how you do business.
To sum it up in one phrase that I think everybody can relate to, that would be the golden rule. Treat people the way you want to be treated. That was the mission of our founder, John Searcy, in 1952. He mentored guys like my dad and my uncle in that way of thinking. So we've always been about our mission, our purpose for existing, the why behind Interstate is really more about enriching people's lives, serving other people, and glorifying God. That's why we're here. Batteries are really, that's the vehicle.
That's the vehicle, that's
pardon
a tool.
The pun, that's right. The vehicle for us to execute on those things. Now, what we found is that Big Shock, that's also really good business. People like to do business with companies that think that way and treat people that way. So we kind of see it as it's a virtuous cycle. We're gonna treat people this way, and what's going to end up happening is they're going to appreciate it. They're going to want to do business with us. They're going to tell other people about how great it is to do business with us, and we're going to do well. And then that gives us dollars to reinvest back into that same effort. And then our shareholders are really pleased with how that has paid off for them over 62 years, even though that's not what drives us every day.
Isn't that amazing? And I put those into two words, customer service. You're focused on the people you take care of. And if you take care of them, they'll take care of you.
That's what we believe. We believe that about any stakeholder that is someone that is impacted by our business. So that could be the community, that could be our distributors, our franchisees, our suppliers, certainly our team members. Wow, here's a crazy thought. What about competitors? We've seen it. We've seen examples of other companies that have really partnered well with the competition to ultimately create more value in a community. It's not a crazy thought, we don't think.
So it's the internal customer, it's the external customer, even competitors, and you do the right thing and they'll take care of you and go on from there.
Right.
Now, you have a number of imperatives you're working on for this year that you're developing. You're into your first year as CEO. Tell us about some of those, what you're focused on this year.
Well, I'm 100 days in. It's been really exciting, sobering, humbling, but more than anything, exciting. The things that we've been focused on are making sure that we have our purpose, our why, and our how really clearly articulated, because we think that it has, as we've discussed, created a competitive advantage for us over the years. So we are defining our purpose, which would be the why, and defining our core values, which would be the how. And then we're also putting a great deal of energy on what we think comes next, should be an outpouring of those first two, and that's the what. So the what for us is really built around four imperatives for this coming year. And they may carry forward beyond that, but they are guiding our thinking right now. And that is four areas: cultivating and sustaining our purpose-driven culture throughout the system. We think we've killed it at the home office, but having the reach that we want to our distributors and franchisees, we've got a lot of work to do there. So that's a big focus for us. Customer focus, we've talked about that a little bit. We're putting in place things that help us stay focused there, like Net Promoter Score. We're implementing a Net Promoter System so that we can know every time we have an interaction with a customer, they can give us feedback on how that went and how likely they'd be to recommend us to someone else. Third, we're focusing on evolving our distribution model. We think we've got efficiencies that we can gain in the way that we service. We've been doing it very similar to the same way we did it 60 years ago, the way we get batteries from point A to point B. So we're putting a lot of emphasis on, is that the best way? Is it the most efficient way? Could we free up capacity to better serve customers?
That's also something interesting, too, because you've been in business so long, sometimes you get into a rut in terms of how you do things, and you have to step back.
Yeah, success can be your greatest limiter
exactly.
to moving forward
right.
Well. So we're breaking down how we've been doing it to really kind of understand, is that how we should be doing it going forward? And then lastly, focusing on differentiation. Batteries have been commoditized over the years, and so we're really putting an emphasis on what are the value-added services that we can bring to the table that make us different and unique. So those are the big four for us.
And it's interesting you talk about the value-added. I watch TV a lot and see the commercials for EverReady and all the AA and the AAA batteries, which is a little – you do have those. That may not be a direct conflict all the time, but you have a tremendous name, tremendous brand, tremendous heritage. But I'm sure there's still a lot of people out there that don't think you have all the batteries.
It's one of our biggest hurdles to clear is people think of us as the automotive battery brand. So as we continue to grow stores, we're impacting people's thinking, but it's still, people will come into our store or see it for the first time, and many of them will say, wow, I didn't even know that you guys sold these kinds of batteries. So we know that it's still a real opportunity for us going forward. The good news is that through our research, we've found that people are much more likely to be able to make that move from big batteries to small batteries in terms of, okay, someone that makes a big battery can do a small battery well versus the opposite. Other way around, it's a little more difficult for them to think somebody that makes a AA, can they make a good car battery? Maybe not.
And you develop that trust and the heritage with your brand too, which means a lot, which is why that's helping a lot. You're right. Going from a larger battery to a smaller battery, I'm going to trust you. So right. are there locations close by for customers can go to?
Sure. Yeah. Here in Dallas, we've got one over on Glade Road that's over in Hearst near the airport. We've got one on Plano Road in LBJ. That's right by our big distribution center here in Dallas. We have another store that's up in Wiley. We have a store out in Rockwall. So, yeah, we've got a number of locations. They can go to interstatebatteries.com, and we have a store locator and a dealer locator. So you can find both. If you need to go to a store, you can go there. Or if you're If you're stranded in a bad place, you can go on your cell phone, type in your zip code, and you'll see dealers. Again, we have 220,000, so the odds are we'll be nearby.
There's somebody nearby. And that website, again, is interstatebatteries.com. And as Scott was mentioning, you can find anything on their location, batteries, online, any place you want to get it. Scott, thank you very much for being on Playmakers Talk Show. Great information about Interstate Batteries.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
We had two great guests. We just had Scott Miller, again, president and CEO of Interstate Batteries. Brent Harmon was the CEO and is the CEO of Sonny Bryan Smokehouse. This show is all about Playmakers and how they've had success and the success of their business. You can check out our guests on PlaymakersTalkShow.com. Also, check the archives out for any of the past shows and listen to shows online. My name is Steve Klein. We'll be back again next week. Check us out again, Playmakers Talk Show. See you then.
I'm Lars David Staberg, general manager for Lowry's The Prime Rib. Our Allen's Sandwich Bar has become the go-to spot for quiet working lunches. There we offer hand-carved sandwiches and more in a relaxed, club-like atmosphere. And for meetings, Lowry's private rooms are available for both lunch and dinner. So join us for the award-winning food, distinctive style, and unmatched hospitality that has made Lowry's famous. For more information, call Lowry's at 972-503-6688.
Executives, a free two-hour peak performance workshop is available right now. I'm Steve Klein, host of the 570 KLIF Playmakers Talk Show and CEO of the Professional Development Center. Which of the following skills will move your people toward a quantum leap? Communication, motivating people, strategic planning, decision-making, problem-solving, teamwork, stress management, coaching, leadership, or customer service. To get your free two-hour peak performance workshop with a minimum of eight key people, call me, Steve Klein, at 972-644-1048 right now to see if you qualify.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Motel 6 is always thinking of ways to make it easier to book a clean, comfortable room for a great low rate. And this is the first test of our reservation by telepathy system, commencing now. Now. Wait a minute. Now. Well, you can still call 1-800-4-MOTEL-6, book online at motel6.com, or with our cool new app on your tablet or smartphone. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Since 1947, there's been a nonprofit sleepaway camp for campers with special needs. It's Camp Summit in Argyle, Texas, a remarkable place for remarkable people. Online at campsummittx.org. This camp is unique in that campers are accepted without regard to the severity of their disability, even allowing campers in wheelchairs to ride horses and fly down a zip line. With a 2-to-1 ratio of campers to counselors, with special 1-to-1 assistance when needed, and with no age limit, campers young and old alike can have memories that last a lifetime. Offering year-round programs, week-long summer and fall camps, and weekend and respite days, and camper safety are always top of mind at Camp Summit, with on-site medical personnel including a registered nurse and physician on call. But to ensure that campers with disabilities can attend Camp Summit, they need your help. You can help Camp Summit by calling 972-484-8900. That's 972-484-8900. And you can always find them online at campsummittx.org.
On your way to work in the morning and on your way home in the afternoon, you're looking for more news, more information, and you need it quickly. Here at KLIF, we're committed to bringing you more stories, more news than anyone else. How? By packing more information within the hour. News updates at least every 15 minutes. Bill Jackson with right now traffic on the fives every 10 minutes. Weather news, business news, sports news, you name it, we have it. The best source for news every morning and afternoon. News and information, 570 KLIF.
News and information, KLIF.
A single ember that escapes from a wildfire can travel over a mile, carrying a world of trouble. It can land, ignite, and destroy your home and community. You can't control where that ember will land, only what happens before it does. With simple things like clearing areas around buildings, knowing community safe zones, and being prepared for wildfires, you could keep this from turning into this. Your home is better protected from wildfire when your whole community is prepared. Visit fireadapted.org for more tips on how to get started adapting your home and community to wildfires. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
News and information, 570 AM.
96.3 FM, HD2. KLIF, Dallas. KSES, FM, HD2, Fort Worth. KLIF.com.
A Cumulus station.